When Jesus spoke to crowds, he always assumed they were deaf. He'd say things like, let those who have an ear hear. He assumed they were deaf and blind. So whatever you need to do right now to get engaged, I want you to do so. And I'm going to read identity over you, over us, as we begin this new year, because, again, if we start with who we've always been, it doesn't matter what your resolution is if you do not have identity in the one true God. It really doesn't matter. So let's dim these lights, even these front. You don't need to even look at me. Oh, yeah, these blue lights are beautiful. I want you to just sit back in your chairs, relax. A lot of times, if you're like me, you'll find your shoulders are kind of hunched and not relaxed and back. If you need to be in a more relaxed position, get there. Pay attention to your jaw. I tense my jaw a lot, too. And I find I'm just kind of on edge. And let's just get ready to hear from God who we are, who He's created us to be, who He says we are. So just take a minute to just kind of get to the place where you're able to hear. And you don't need to scribble notes down these scripture passages if you want them. All of this material is actually out on that front table. So don't feel like you need to track along. Don't feel like you need to write scripture references. Don't feel like you need to do anything. But just sit and let this wash over you. You were created in the image of God. God created human beings in His own image. The image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. You were fully known by God. Even since before time began. But in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it, you watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. You became an adopted child of God when you believe in Jesus Christ for salvation. But all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. You are loved with the greatest love of all because Jesus laid His life down for you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are no longer slaves to sin. Believe it, church. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. You are no longer condemned. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. You can never be separated from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. You are a new creation. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life, the old identity, is gone. A new life has begun. And as a result, you no longer live out your own life. Now Jesus Christ lives out His life in and through you. Our old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer us who live, but Christ who lives in us. So we live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me, us, and gave Himself for us. You are blessed. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. You have always been in God's plan. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. You are forgiven. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. You were chosen by God. Because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For He chose us in advance, and He makes everything work out according to His plan. You are saved by grace alone, through your faith in Christ as the gift of God. God saved you by His grace when you believed. and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. You are rich in God's grace. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of His grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all He has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. You were once far from God, but now you are near. But now, you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to Him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of that blood, you can now joyfully run to God. Because of Christ and our faith in Him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. You are being formed into the likeness of God. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. You have no unmet needs. God, who takes care of us, will supply all our needs from His glorious riches we have been given to us in Christ Jesus, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. You have hope. For God wanted them to know that the riches and the glory of Christ are for you, Gentiles, too. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing His glory. You've been given the fullness of the deity. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. You have faith, hope, and love. This letter is from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, appointed by the command of God, our Savior in Christ Jesus, who gives us hope. How generous and gracious our Lord was. He filled me with the faith and the love that comes from Christ Jesus. You can know that you are saved. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. My friends, if all we do is know our identity in the head, in the mind, it's going to be completely worthless to us. We know a lot of things. Knowing a lot of things is what's gotten us to a lot of the places that we have been and currently are in our lives. With the knowledge that we have. If it's only knowing, it's going to be fruitless. It's going to be what some people call just mental masturbation. We know it. As a good friend of mine, Aaron Pro, says, knowing that Jesus loves you will not save you, but abiding in his love will. You see, a lot of times we act as adopted children. We know our situation has changed when we said yes to Jesus, when we believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that we believe God is who he says he is. And then we go on stuffing our mattress, stuffing under our pillow, food, hoarding, provision, because we need to take care of ourselves. We go on bucking, knowing that we have loving Creator, knowing that we have a God who loves us, created us, and is asking to be Lord, Savior, King of our lives. And we go head to head with him because we don't trust. We know he's good. We say things constantly like, I love me some Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. What does that mean? And then I watch lives in turmoil, lives in just complete and utter disarray, because they know they love Jesus, they know Jesus loves them, but they choose not to abide in the things that he already says is theirs. We choose not to abide in the life that he has given us and calls us to. We choose not to abide in, you name it. And we beat our heads on the wall saying, this is a broken system. This doesn't work. And we become jaded Christians. Anybody there? God's not real. God's false. Or he hasn't shown up in my life like this. Well, where have you shown up in that life? In your abiding in Christ. It's just not working for me. How are you working it? Are you working at abiding in Christ as much as you're working with your workout? Are you working at abiding in Christ as much as you're working with your 401k? Are you working at abiding in Christ as much as you are with what the next purchase of your world is? Are you working at abiding in Christ as much as you are with your next Facebook post? Or clearing your inbox as Adam speaks? Lauren Engel. He ratted himself out earlier today. Knowing Jesus loves you will do nothing but abiding in that love will. Acknowledging him as Lord and Savior, living as he calls you to live, being who he's called you to be. And then you're going to be sitting in your couch with your family on New Year's Eve saying, hey, did you guys finish your devos? And you're going to say, this is weird. It'll take you by surprise. How did I get here? How did we become those parents? How did we become this family? And we got a long ways to go. But my friends, I want to reiterate to you, you were created in the image of God. You were fully known by God ever since time began. You become an adopted child of God when you believe in Jesus Christ for salvation. You are loved with the greatest love of all because Jesus laid down his life for you. You are no longer slaves to sin. You are no longer condemned. You can never be separated from God's love. You are a new creation. You no longer live out your own life. Now Jesus Christ lives out his life in you and through you. You are blessed. You have always been in God's plan. You are forgiven. You were chosen by God. You are saved by grace alone through your faith in Christ as a gift of God. You are rich in God's grace. You were once far from God, but now you are near. You can now joyfully run to God. You are being formed into the likeness of God. You have no unmet needs. You have hope. You have been given the fullness of the deity. You have faith, hope, and love. You can know you are saved. And if that's not good news for you today, I don't know what is. Let's operate on these things. As I sit and I look at our God dream for Whitewater through 2025, and as I look at this process, I think, man, that's pretty audacious goals. I don't know how we're going to get there, and I don't see some of these things actually happening and coming to fruition. And it's true if it's just myself and the leadership carrying these things out. It won't happen. Those things are true. Those statements are true. But as I look out here, and I see a bunch of people hungry, whether you even acknowledge it or not, for abiding in something different than you've already done, for being somebody different than you already are, I see God taking this place by storm. Your hearts. I sat and listened to a song at my breakfast table this morning called Strength and Beauty. And it talks about the grossness of the church, and it talks about the messiness of the church. And in the end, it just crescendos into this beautiful song about the church. Yeah, it's messy. Yeah, it's gross. But God, but redemption. And I see that redemption, and I see that story happening with you individually. I see that happening with us corporately. I see that happening with those of our neighbors that we live next to. I see that happening in our workplaces that we work in. I see that happening with the people that we meet. As we give away our identity in Christ instead of the fruitless things that we cling to. As we start speaking these things into other people, as they've been spoken over you, as they've been spoken over me, as we become hope for a dying world, as we become assurance for the unsure, as we become grace for those that have never experienced it, I see that happening here. And it excites me. It excites me. But it has to start with us, not just knowing that Jesus loves us, but abiding in that love. And great things are about to happen. So God, take us from this place. Take us from mental knowledge. Take us from knowing things. Take us from understanding that Jesus loves us and knowing Jesus loves us to a drive and a desire to abide in that love. Through owning who you say we are today. To owning the promises that you have already spoken and given us. God, to the power of the Holy Spirit that wants so desperately to work in us and through us. God, whatever we are attempting to do right now to abide in other things or work against you in our lives, bring those to our minds. Break our hearts. Break us. God, if pride is blocking our ears from hearing what's needing to break through, God, humble us. Father, let us be centered on this. Let us be centered on your word. Let us be centered on the things of you. Let us know our identity in you. That no matter what we move forward in our lives, if it's centered on you and centered in you, it's going to be unstoppable. It's going to be beautiful. Because it's going to be you. So thank you for your son. Thank you for identity. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for faith, hope, and love. And the knowledge of us, knowing we can be saved. God, you giving us the gift of yourself. You giving us hope. God, you meeting our needs. God, you forming us in your likeness. God, just being able to talk with you like this, being in your presence, being willing to do so in a joyful way. God, just being near you and the richness of your grace. God, thank you for choosing us. You've chosen everybody if we just respond to your call. God, thank you for forgiving us. You've forgiven everybody. God, thank you for always having us in your plan. God, thank you for the blessings that are ours. God, change us. Let us live out your life that you've destined us to live, that you've called us to live. God, let us experience being that new creation like never before. It's in your precious name we pray, and everybody said, amen.